Thank you for joining me. Okay, we are here with Tanya. She's one of our fellows for the GLN. Tanya teaches Croatian. As you might know, Croatia is located in an interesting place. Yes, it's in Central Europe, or what they used to call back in the days, Middle Europe. That was before the Cold War. But it sits sandwiched to the south of the Visegrad Group, or V4 Alliance countries, such as Hungary, and right next to the Schengen countries, come Italy, alla sinistra, like Italy to the left, and right in the Balkans, or let's call it the Balkan Peninsula. Phew, okay, we had to do that, because knowing where Croatia is located helps us understand the language Tanya teaches. So now, Tanya, let's talk about expectations. Talk to us about the expectations you had for the fellowship back when you interviewed.
Well, I didn't realize that I was going to have a lot more work to do. Initially, the first semester was very intense time-wise. I spent full days constructing the materials for the class. So that was a little bit rough. I thought that that the structure would come a little bit easier, but now I know that lesson planning was a huge part of this process, of the teaching process and the learning process. Znači, puno sam energije provela I vremena obrađujući materijal za tečaj. Znači, nisam to očekivala, ali tako ispalo. Na kraju sam puno toga naučila.
Perfect. So, next question, Tanya, is talk to us about your class and an interesting moment you've had so far teaching this semester.
Well, another complication sometimes is using materials that we bring to the class, and both myself and my TA forgot the tape that we needed that was instrumental for posting the pictures that we needed students to look at and construct sentences for. So we became very inventive. We found some thumbtacks from outside the room and used them on top of the board, the blackboard that we had. So that was an intense moment, but we really needed them. And so we kind of stole some, but gave them back at the end of class. So we were very inventive, I guess. Znači, jedan moment kad smo imali nešto interesantno na satu je bilo kad smo tražili materijal da okačimo slike za tečaj. Znači, nismo imali traku, pa smo morale posuditi ove, kako se zovu, ne znam, nešto što se okači na zid. Na kraju smo to vratile, ali dok smo to radile, bilo nam je smiješno jer nam je to stvarno trebalo, ali nismo imali to na vrijeme, za tečaj. Eto, to je to.
Okay, and so we're still here with Tanya, and the last question for you, Tanya, is how do you think your fellowship has impacted the way students are learning in GLN and specifically in your class?
Well, I think the fellowship has been very helpful. Every time I take a workshop, I bring some materials to the class. For example, the former semester, the first semester where I had the most difficulty constructing lectures, I also spent some time, considerable amount of time, explaining grammar. And this time, after having a few workshops and discussions with my fellows, some of the information they provided has been very helpful. So we reconstructed the lesson plan, and I think the students are benefiting from that. Znači, puno mi pomaže ovaj sistem što su napravili u GLN-u, da ljudi komuniciraju I da jedno drugome pomažu. Pogotovo ovi drugi učitelji pomažu jedno drugom. Znači, dok smo imali instrukcije za učitelje, naučila sam puno toga što mi je zapravo sada pomoglo u drugom polugodištu. Tako da sada studenti imaju benefit toga našeg razgovora.
Okay, and Tanya, this last part's a little conversation. Mm-hmm. So in Hawaiian, yeah, we say mahalo for thank you. Mm-hmm. But you can add mahalo to everything. Mahalo nui loa to express great thanks. And so we want to thank you for this interview. But can you also help everyone in GLN say thank you in your native language? And Tell us your name again and how to pronounce it correctly. That's what we want to do.
All right. Well, my name is spelled T-A-N-J-A, and it's pronounced Tanya. The way to say thank you is hvala. So, puno hvala is very thank you, very much. Thank you very much.
Hvala. Oh, okay. Thank you. Hvala. All right. So that wraps up our session with Tanya. And if you are on the fence about becoming a fellow, take the leap and join us today. Or pass along the information to a friend. Go to our website, theGLN.org, and apply today. Go to the tab for Teach, and then we hope you apply. Gracias por escuchar. Enseña tu idioma y comparte tu cultura. Aplique hoy. Guten Morgen, guten Tag, und guten Abend. Einen schönen Tag noch.